The Phazeyland Fairy Tales, Book 4, Outer Space Travels on a Flying Saucer and Alien Abductions, by Michael Rediga, narrated by Mike Dunahy. It's always nice to be the best at something. Phazey's travels throughout Phazeyland gave him just such a feeling, as few others could brag about such adventures. "Mom, your oatmeal is almost better than it is in Phazeyland," Phazey blurted out during breakfast. By now he nearly always wanted to talk about his night travels.
"There you go on again about your dreams."
"They're not dreams. Phazeyland exists, and I'll do what I want there."
"There's no such thing as Phazeyland. You better eat more quickly and then pick up your room."
The problem was that few believed or understood Phazey. This was true not only of his mother, but also of his best friend, Obi. Actually, Obi had had a pretty mysterious experience himself. He once went to sleep after watching some cartoons about space travel. Quite unexpectedly, he woke up in the middle of the night and saw an awful sight. There were two green, one-eyed, one-armed aliens with huge heads in his room.
"Boo,"
they said to try to frighten him.
"Don't touch me," shouted Obi.
He had wanted to hit the alien, who was larger, when he realized that his hands and arms were firmly tied down by ropes. A bright beam of light suddenly came from a flying saucer that was hovering in the air outside the window. It lifted up the now frightened Obi and pulled him inside the ship. The green aliens held Obi in their saucer all night. They tickled him to tears, pinched him, and made the scariest imaginable faces. On the next day, all of the kids from the nearby yards listened to Obi's story with gaping mouths. Some felt sorry for him, and others, like Spar, just laughed.
"Ha ha ha, you little liar."
"Honestly."
"I'm going to kick your butt," said Spar, who was about to go into bully mode when Astra stopped him.
"Picking on younger kids? You should be ashamed of yourself. Do you see how scared he is?"
"Well then, you play with these little morons," said Spar as he shoved Astra towards Phazey. "I'm going to go fly my new helicopter."
After hearing about the helicopter, nearly all the boys forgot about aliens and cheerfully ran after Spar. The only ones left were Phazey, Astra, and Obi. They were firmly set on making sense of this mysterious story about aliens. Could it really have happened just like that? Obi recalled how he had seen exactly the same stories in cartoons about outer space. Astra was able to remember how she herself had once seen a ghost in the middle of the night.
"This is all somehow quite suspicious," Phazey thought out loud. "It's no wonder," Astra interrupted matter-of-factly, as she always did. "There are lots of scary things in the world. Aliens, vampires, werewolves, and ghosts. I saw it on TV."
"I saw it on TV too," said Obi in agreement.
That's when a thought started dawning upon Phazey.
"It all happens at night. Maybe you just accidentally entered Phazeyland, but didn't realize it? Maybe it's all the evil dragon Faw's tricks,"
he wondered in silence. Phazey resolved to test this idea out and prove to his incredulous friends that he was right. Phazey appeared in Phazeyland twice on the first night, but each time Looter distracted him and he forgot about his plan. Instead of sticking to the plan, they would fly around various spots in Phazeyland, trying out the local ice cream everywhere and enjoying the coolest amusement rides. It was only then that Phazey remembered about the flying saucer.
"Looter, how can I find the aliens?"
"You can fly to them in outer space,"
explained the dragon in between licks of ice cream.
"Or imagine that they're behind any door in Phazeyland, and they'll appear there."
Since the evil dragon Faw had not gotten out from under the mountain yet, Looter didn't need to fear his wrath and could help Phazey without having to worry. Phazey wanted to immediately fly to the aliens and deal with them, but he fell asleep as he was eating his strawberry ice cream. The next day, Fazy decided to catch the magic minute of awakening after an afternoon nap. He imagined aliens once he woke up, but nothing came of it. He then tried to get up without moving a muscle, and he was able to appear in his room in Fazyland. Upon opening his door, Fazy saw the cockpit of the flying saucer behind it. He sat behind the steering wheel and took off at the speed of light, flying between stars and planets.
"Who's there?"
he suddenly heard from behind, as soon as the flying saucer had barely avoided hitting a comet.
"Are you the aliens who kidnapped my friend Obi?"
Fazy asked the sleepy blue alien with three eyes and hands. As it turned out, they didn't. They were good-hearted and cheerful aliens. They even allowed Fazy to fly around on their spaceship some more. The next night, Fazy woke up and hadn't even had time to try to enter Fazyland when he saw two real aliens in his room. The alien beings were green, one-eyed, and one-armed. Like Obi, Fazy was tied up and quite frightened. Using a beam of light, the aliens pulled him out through the window and into the spaceship, where they started picking on him.
"Boo, we're going to tickle and pinch you all night," said the big alien.
"You'll remember it all your life,"
added the second smaller alien.
"Let me go, please. I didn't do anything to you. Why are you abducting me?"
Instead of answering Fazy's question, the aliens got out feather ticklers, laughed evilly, and began to tickle Fazy's heels. They clearly enjoyed torturing him. They even chomped their jaws and oinked in delight. Fazy was so ticklish that he cried and almost split his sides laughing. The little alien suddenly grabbed him and said,
"Oh, Fa's going to be happy."
And for that, he got a punch in his only eye from the big alien.
"Fa?" said Fazy in surprise.
"You're hearing things,"
said the aliens as they continued to tickle his heel with the feather. But then Fazy realized that he simply hadn't noticed when he fell into Fazyland upon awakening. And if that were the case, then he would be able to control everything. Just by thinking it, he cut the ropes that were tying him down. He wanted to go beat up the aliens, but they quickly went off in little lifeboat flying saucers and tried to fly away. Fazy, of course, caught up with them and took them out with lasers, after which he traveled throughout outer space in their spaceship for a long time. The next day, Fazy proved to his friends that he was right.
"I told you that you had entered Fazyland."
"It was for real,"
retorted Obi, who still didn't believe him.
"You're driving us nuts with this Fazyland of yours,"
chimed in Astra, but Fazy wouldn't let it go.
"All of these nighttime miracles and awful experiences are cooked up for people by Fa and his minions. It's not real aliens or ghosts." "Good grief. I better go take a look at the helicopter. I don't want to hang out with you anymore."
Astra stuck out her tongue and left the stunned pair of friends alone by themselves. Fazy was still little, and that's why he didn't know that girls always do that when they're in the wrong or don't have anything to say back. He was confused. What to do next? How to get back Astra's friendship? A few more words from Uncle Michael. Dear friend, you now know that you can lose friends by winning an argument. Be careful when arguing with people who are close to you, even if you're sure that you're right. Thanks to Fazy's adventure, you now know where scary stories that take place at night come from. And now you know that there's nothing to fear. It's all Fazyland. It's also clear to you now that you can go there not only at night, but also after a daytime nap. In order to appear somewhere or find somebody, it's enough to imagine that who or what you want is behind the nearest door. New adventures await Fazy and his friends. In the meantime, you can now play around on spaceships and fly past the stars in the infinity of outer space. Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazyland.com.